This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Catherine Larson traveled throughout the world as an opera singer and yet also have a God who can control everything because he's so magnanimous, he's so great, he's so eternal that literally we can have free will and yet he can work within that. Maybe he can go back and forward in time. I don't know, but it's amazing. And I have a friend of mine, her name is Beth. I've got to introduce you to Beth sometime. And she just studied and got her, degree of, of a counselor or something. But she was smoking her a big bong of hashish or marijuana. And I don't know what happened one night. Her boyfriend's asleep in the bed. And something happens where she says, you know, if there's really a God, show me now that you're real because I will never say this prayer again. And whoosh. The joy and the peace of the Lord, and she falls asleep. She gets up the next day. She continues to smoke marijuana. She says to her living boyfriend, do we have a Bible? I want to read the Bible. He goes out and buys her a Bible. 2 weeks later, she says, you're going to have to move out because I'm never going to marry you. And she gets born again. It happens slowly. Yeah. She brought into the fold of the Lord and lives a joyous life.
And that's one thing that you know when you have the Holy Spirit, because then you can understand the Bible for the first time, because it's through the Holy Spirit that His Word comes to life.
I used to try to read the Bible, and then you get born again and you go, oh, so this is how this fits together.
And verses that were never there, you swear they were never there, suddenly they're there. Like there's one verse I remember when I read it, I couldn't believe it. He says, why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus says, so that they might not understand. And I went, there was no not in there before. What are you talking about? Why would you not want them to understand?
Because they would come to know the Lord and they're not ready or they're not His chosen.
He said it was given to you to understand the oracles of God and not to them.
I will say this. To those who maybe are hungry, He says, you will find me if you seek me, when you seek me with all your heart. That when you are touched by the Lord, the real and living God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of Jesus, and you experience joy, there are no treasures on this earth that compare. You lost your mom. I lost my mom. I lost my dad when I was just a five-year-old, day before my fifth birthday, car accident. So now having lost my mom, we were very, very, very close, as I was with my stepfather, who treated my mother like a gem. We were friends. We never had a father-son relationship, but he was my best friend in the world. And my brother, Scott, they're all gone now. And so he says, if you love husband, wife, mother, father, or children before me, you're not worthy of me. Now, I had my little enclave. Now, it would be that I have my mother. We were a little family, but we truly loved each other and will for all eternity. And so, you know, it's like I would meet you and go, okay, so you're a friend. Or I might meet a guy and we're friends, but you're not my brother and you're not my sister. And, you know, blah, blah. Anyway, so after you lose everybody, you kind of go, I have no choice now but to find a brother and a brother. And then I found out that the quote that says, blood is thicker than water. Now, everybody thinks that means blood, the DNA that you get combined of your mother and father, they're not even related. And you think that that's greater. No. It means that the water from the womb, you're born once of the water of the womb. And then if you're born again, you get the DNA of Jesus. Blood is thicker than water. So actually, technically, if I'd had my sister, my mother had lost a child. She was pushed down when she was younger and lost a little, they said a girl. So let's say I had a real sister. That you're more, if she did not know the Lord and you do, that you're more my real sister than the biological sister because you have the DNA of Jesus. So now I'm having to learn how to, though I have, you know how families are. It's a strange thing, this family thing, because let's say you and I are friends. We have an argument a year from now. That's it. I never want to see you again. No reconciliation. Whereas if I'm your brother and you're my sister, sooner or later, we got to get together and say, hey, sis, I love you above our, you know.
Right.
And that man who you embarrassed in front of the whole, you're the boss in front of all those people just because you were bitter. You knew he knew Jesus. You hated God because he had taken your fiance the night after you get engaged and he's killed in a car accident, similar to my life. And you become embittered towards God, and then you treat him that way. And then he finally walks into the room and said, I've never been treated this way before, and acts like the greatest Christian. This is a story for all of us, because we all can get angry. Will you indulge yourself or go, usually anger is either hurt or fear talking. In case with you, it was hurt. And he says, for you to treat someone that way, you must be very hurt.
I would tend to say that anger is always pain. It's always pain that's hiding underneath it. And that's why, you know, when someone is angry with me, I can't be angry back with them. I know what they're going through. And I know why they hate me sometimes, too.
Because you believe in Jesus.
Well, they can see the Spirit. I could see that he had something different, something that I didn't have. And you don't understand it. You know, it's difficult to... It's foolishness to those who are perishing.
Yes, Christ is foolishness to those who are perishing, and life to those who are
believe.
Not.
Yeah, and I do want to say one thing about, you know, he has made me very prosperous in my life, but I don't believe in the prosper gospel. I don't believe in that prosperity thing, because the point is, he's taken everything away from me three times in my life.
Yeah, but you know why?
Yeah.
I figured that out early on.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to know, do you have your eyes on your riches? Or
that's
do you
right.
know I am your supplier.
Right.
So I can give you millions. I can take it away and I can give it back to you if I want.
So even 2008, you know, I was living in this beautiful home at 3,600 square feet on two lakes, overlooking two lakes, beautiful historic place. And I was down to nothing, and I needed $3,400 to pay my mortgage and everything else. And I had no clients, because when it hit, I had nine murals lined up, and they just bing, 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 all of them canceled. Yeah, because that's how I made my living, or have made my living as an artist, either through singing or through the graphic arts.
Amazing.
And so
you're whittled down to nothing.
Nothing. And I prayed, and I said, I know, I'll give the house up. If you want me to foreclose on it, I'll foreclose on it. But if this isn't your way, I know you're going to find a way for me to get through this. And I was down to the last day before I could pay, I had to pay the mortgage, and still nothing. And nothing in the pipeline coming in. Went to the mailbox, opened, there was an envelope, said Sleeping Bear Press on it, which was my publisher. But my royalties were like $700-$800, so not a whole lot of money.
For what, a book or
what? Yeah, so I illustrate children's books. So that was, I figured, and it wasn't even time for my royalty check. So weird that I get this thing from Sleeping Bear Press. I opened it up. It was $3,400, a check for $3,400.
Oh, come on.
And I said, now
exactly you're what you needed.
You're showing off, God. You're just really showing off. So I went in, I called Sleeping Bear Press, and I said, what's this $3,400 for? I'm not due for royalties. It's just a check. There was no note or anything. And they said, well, we sold one of your illustrations to Harcourt Brace, because I do children's books. And they said, we sold this book, and your illustration went with it, and we have the rights to sell it. And I said, well, I'm just extremely happy. Thank you so much. But you see, I needed it. God knew. How much time did it take to prepare that? He had to sell the work. Then Harcourt Brace had to pay Sleeping Bear Press. Then Sleeping Bear Press had to get that check in the mail in time for me to get it.
And the immaculate timing, the day before you would have to foreclose, and it's the exact amount of money you need.
The amount of money that I needed.
Because he wanted to know that he wanted you to know it is by my hand.
That's correct.
And what did I tell you about mathematically?
Yeah, and he'll wait until the last minute, too. He does that often so that you trust. You have to trust. You have to know that you've got the fake steering wheel. You don't. He's got the real steering wheel. You are not in control of your life. And that's the beauty of it, is that
we are loved.
If he wanted me to get rid of that house, I'll tell you, it would have gone away, and something else better would have come into my life. And that's the way he works.
Folks, we're about out of time today. We've been talking with Catherine Larson. She's an opera singer. She's an artist, a fine artist, by the way, and phenomenal, and chosen by God, and has sang throughout the world and will continue on. And it's been marvelous. Listen, if you don't know the living God of Israel, if you don't know that Jesus is Messiah, it's okay. But you can know him. You can do this now, or you can do it when you're on your lonesome. As Dr. Graham, who I had the pleasure of interviewing, by the way, I'll tell you about that sometime, but who is the most humblest, sweetest, kindest man I've ever met. Anyway, he said, Jesus did not come to establish a religion, but to establish relationship. We both did not have God, and separately, we found the Lord in our own ways. And you too, right now, you can invite the living God, not a God of destiny, but the living God, meaning he breathes and moves. You might go to the left, he wants you to go to the right. You're supposed to meet this person over here, you don't go over there, then he can bring somebody over this way. In other words, he's a living God. Right now, just say this after me, all right? Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and now with all my heart, I invite you in. Holy Spirit, please take my life. I surrender the remainder of my life to you, the living God. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you, Catherine Larson. And do you have a website if people want to see your artwork?
Yeah, CatherineLarson.com or ArmsCreekStudio.com.
Arms Creek?
Yeah.
ArmsCreekStudio.com or Catherine Larson with a K.
And I just finished the Mel Fisher's Treasure Museum mural on the side of the building. That's my first mural here in Vero Beach. So
wonderful. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fortuitous moment that the Lord, we met briefly at one of my art showings, but here it is 2 years later, and now to hear this wonderful, inspiring story of yours. All right. Thank you, Catherine. God bless you, whoever you are, wherever you are. Hey, it's a new day if you want it to be. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Let me see you wave your hands in the air. Come on, we've come to magnify the Lord and give him some glory. Want you to help me sing this song. Come on, lift those voices, say, if it had not, say.